Blog Talk Radio.
Start in 24 minutes.
Please call back within 15 minutes of scheduled showtime.
God would protect
New York, and the rest of these United States of America from ever being attacked like that ever again. So, that's it. September 11th, you know, we shall never forget, so thank God. All right, Serena Williams, you did a phenomenal job at the U.S. Open, yay! You did an incredible job. I am not here congratulating her as the champion of the U.S. Open. That title is going to the first Australian, is it the first Australian? The second. The first Australian woman ever to win the U.S. Open. So congratulations to Sam Stosur. Listen, my sister, you came out and you played major untouchable tennis to take out Serena Williams, because Serena knocked out the number one seed yesterday, and she knocked out everybody. She came back from being ranked either number 27 or number 28. I believe she's ranked number 27 in the world. She came back after having had surgery and after having been off of the tour for a year, and she knocked out everybody. She wiped out folks. I don't think she dropped a set all the way up to the championship match today. And she was awarded a check. Although she lost, she was awarded a check for slightly over $500,000. And Sam Stosur, the winner, congratulations, Ms. Stosur, the winner to the 27-year-old winner of the women's championship at the United States Open today, took home $1.8 million. Now, for those of you who want to argue with me about whether or not your kids should play sports, here you have it. Tennis. What did she play? I don't even know if the match was an hour long. That was today, of course, but what you had to go through to get here. So she absolutely deserves that $1.8 million. But the interesting thing, you know, what just hit me tonight as I listened to them talk about the amount of money that was given, it was close to $3 million, right? So Sam received $1.8 million. Serena received slightly over $500,000. And then the men tomorrow will receive the same amount. So that's, I don't know, we're looking at maybe close to $5 million just in prize money for the finalists and the champions. Now, everybody that plays if you qualify and make it into the U.S. Open, every single player wins, walks out with a check, a decent check. So when we add up all that money and we look at the fact that the sponsors of the U.S. Open, Chase Manhattan, it was Chase Bank that gave out those checks today. So you just have to think about, okay, we're in a recession. We're in a recession. And Chase is one of the banks that has foreclosed on tons of houses. If we just want to look at here in New York alone, the number of houses they have foreclosed on, the number of lawsuits they filed against people who have lost their jobs and so forth and couldn't pay their credit cards, the amount of money that is lost right here in New York City as they're handing out $1.8 million for an hour of play on tennis. Listen, why did I go to law school? I should have been playing tennis. What? Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, moving right along, it's 6:43. I have to keep my eye on the clock. It's 6:43. Ronnie was here joining me. She joined me just a minute ago. I don't know what happened, and she signed off. But hopefully she'll call back in. I think when I called into the TNRS Radio Network to simulcast the show, she probably heard that message and hung up. So anyway, so I'm here talking to all of you and just telling you about what's coming up now on the Adam, where are their programs tonight? Well, tonight we're going to be Ronnie and I are going to just go over the news. We're going to just go over a bunch of things that has taken place in the news in the last couple of weeks. And we will be joined by Mark Anthony Jenkins of the Today Group. And he is going to be talking with us about the dedication to the Dr. Martin Luther King Memorial statue monument that's on the Washington Mall in D.C. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, that dedication was supposed to take place but could not because of Irene. Yes, the infamous Hurricane Irene caused the dedication to be postponed, and we have a new date for it. He's going to be talking to us more about that, and he will be telling us all about what's coming up for the Today Groups going forward. Now, Mark Anthony Jenkins is the gentleman who is the founder of Today's Black Singles, Today's Black Man Magazine, and many other events that take place around the city of New York. And he's ventured out now, too, and taking some trips, taking some cruises and so forth. So, you know, he's a really important guy to get to know. So that's a wonderful thing. Then we're going to be talking a little bit about my featured guest for next week. Oh, my goodness, what a surprise we have for next week's show. Listen, put it on your calendar. Do not miss it. Next week you want to be here because we will have an unbelievably incredible surprise guest. So, now, since I'm learning how to do this whole hosting the board thing, I'm going to be simulcasting on Ask Kathleen, the Ask Kathleen Network, Adam, Where Art Thou?, which those of you who follow me know that Adam, Where Art Thou? Airs on the TJRS Radio Network. And that show comes on 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings, every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Central. We broadcast Adam, Where Art Thou? So now we will be simulcasting on Ask Kathleen, the Ask Kathleen Network, Adam, Where Art Thou? So you can stay with me right here and listen to Adam, Where Art Thou? Or you can tune in over at the TJRS Radio Network, whichever you like. So I'm learning how to simulcast. So what I'm going to do, if you can hear it, I hope not, I'm going to be calling in right now just so we're ready, set, go, on for Adam, Where Art Thou? And when that comes up, we'll be able to hear on both networks. Also, I am featuring, let's see, let's put this show up right now on, you can hear me typing, right? I'm going to be typing and putting up the first part of the show up on my Facebook page. Now you don't want to listen to that, so why don't I give you some music while I'm while I'm posting up on Facebook and getting ready to simulcast over on the TJRS Radio Network. So what do you want to hear? Let's listen to, I only have four songs up here, guys. You know, I'm learning this board. I'm going to be an expert at it, though. You give me 2 weeks. I'm going to be an expert at this board. But so for right now, let's listen to Mitch Matlock singing What It Means to Be a Man, because we'll also be talking about International Men's Day. As you know, that's coming up soon, too, in November, so make sure you get your tickets. Yes, okay. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be more Kathleen and getting ready right into Adam, Where Art Thou? So,
when God made you,
Log Talk Radio.
This is my
Your show is scheduled to start in 11.
Menu, the earth.
welcome back to Ask Kathleen. And we're getting ready for Adam, Where Art Thou? That's going to be a great show. Ronnie's going to join me, and we're going to talk about everything. Soup to nuts, The President, The View. We're talking about Oprah. We're going to talk about Shari Shepherd, Michael Jackson, the Michael Jackson doctor trial. We're going to be talking to Mark Anthony Jenkins about the trip to D.C. to see the Washington Monument. We'll be talking about the New York Black Expo that's coming up, and we'll be giving you previews about what's coming up next week and more. So stay tuned. It's 6:53. We're getting ready for Adam, Where Art Thou? Just so you know, every week we start the program at 6:30 over here on Ask Kathleen, and you can ask me anything you want. I mean anything. You can call in, you can chat with me, or I'll just update you on everything that's been going on during the week. So, as you all know, Serena Williams did not win the U.S. Open, and she was the favorite because she knocked out the number one player, the woman who won the U.S. Open last year and was also ranked number one. Yes, I said she was ranked number one. Last year, she won the Open, and she did phenomenally well all throughout the year in tennis. So she achieved the ranking of number one, which is very difficult to do, and that was Wozniacki. And she lost to Serena last night in straight sets. So today, Serena played the number nine seed from Australia, Sam Stelzer, and everybody, all of the commentators, all of the tennis professionals, everybody picked Serena to win, and she lost. Not only did she lose, she lost straight sets. 6-2 first set, 6-3 second set. And it was tough to watch. But, listen, Sam from Australia, congratulations. You played a phenomenal game of tennis. I mean, just whip. Now, here's my beef with this, and I got to go back and look at the playbook for the U.S. Open for last night to see whether or not Sam also played last night, because Serena played Wozniacki last night. So to watch her play last night, and I mean, these women are playing some really serious tennis. So they played last night, and then they turned around and came back and played the finals today. Now, I have an issue with that, but what more could they have done? Because, as you know, we on the East Coast have had horrific rain. We had so much rain this week that all of the matches got pushed back. I think we lost, actually, 2 full days of tennis. Now, some of you may not care anything about the U.S. Open, but you know this is my sport, right? So this is a big deal for me. I wrote my book about tennis, guys, so you know this is huge. So anyway, and we'll be talking about Donald Young, too, one of the favorites to move up. He did a phenomenal job also this year, too, but we'll get to him in a second. So anyway, the women played last night, and they came back and they played today. That does not usually happen in the U.S. Open. They give them a good day, a good maybe day and a half of break time to rest their bodies before they come back and take the additional beating that they take in the finals. So, you know, that was tough. And not only that, remember Serena had surgery on her foot last year. So that was putting a heck of a beating. Now, she wasn't limping. She wasn't complaining. She was a true sportswoman, if you will, and giving Sam, the champion, all of the accolades that she deserved, because, again, yes, she did play a great game. But I was very disappointed to see Serena lose. After all, she knocked out some serves at 108. What did she go as hard as 118 miles per hour? Her serves were, she had a ton of aces. I think she had almost 17 aces or 18 aces in the match she played last night against the number one seed. Listen, who could have imagined that she would come back and lose to number 9. But anyway, she did, and we're still sending out great congratulations to Serena Williams for winning, for getting as far as she did to the championship match at the U.S. Open. And Venus, as you know, Venus Williams is had to drop out early on in the tournament because she has been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. Now, I don't know what the autoimmune disease is. I'm going to try and pull it up online while we're doing the show tonight and, you know, see if we can talk about that a little bit. So we are going to somebody just logged in the chat room and just logged out. So hopefully you guys will join me. We'll be on in 2 minutes on Adam Where Art Thou. So I am going to play a quick song as we connect over on the simulcast on the TJRS radio network. So thanks for hanging out with me on Ask Kathleen. And in 2 minutes, we will be back on Adam Where Art Thou. Talk to you in a minute. Stay tuned.
Remote control, and there you go, off into outer space, distant from me. Where do you go? Your eyes are closed. I'd like to know. I stop sit next to you because you seem so blue and pray nothing's broke, baby. I don't wanna see us burn down and go up in smoke. No, 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 no. Talk to me. Break it down.
I'm race, woman, gender, or race. I'm voting for Barack Obama not because he's black. I'm voting for Barack Obama because he's brilliant.
Who is Barack Obama? Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here by my father, Jor-El, to save the planet Earth. If I had to name my greatest strength, I guess it would be my humility. Greatest weakness, it's possible that I'm a little too awesome.
It's not a police officer's job to discipline somebody's children. That's a parent's job. And if the parents don't step up and discipline their children, then they're going to see me and I won't be as charming as I normally am.
Folks, and welcome to a very special edition, a 9/11 edition of Adam Where Art Thou with your host Kathleen Williams. Kathleen, sweetie, very solemn day in New York. How you doing?
It is a very solemn day in New York. You know, I don't even really know exactly how to express what this day means to New Yorkers. I tell you. But I want to say that New Yorkers came out in mass to the U.S. Open. They were down at Ground Zero doing the dedication to those heroes that we lost and the family members and friends and loved ones that were lost at Ground Zero. It was a packed presentation. It was beautiful. And my goodness, they did a tremendous job rebuilding up Ground Zero. So I'm very proud of my team. say very proud of my city. You know, I'm really happy to be alive. You know, I thank God that we are all here still and that we have not been run out of here. And, you know, I'm just really proud of my city, and I'm very grateful to God that we're all here and able to talk about it and moving forward. Are you with me? Hello.
I'm here with you for a short period of time, Kathleen. Just here for a very short period of time. You know what's going on with me. I'm having a medical emergency, but sweetie, the show is all yours, sweetheart.
All right, listen, I want you to feel better, okay, and get some oregano oil and put that on your tooth.
I'll just tell everybody about business. Thank you so much. All right, sweetie, have a good show.
Well, you know what? One more, put it on your teeth, okay? Put it on your teeth, and that way you feel better.
Okie dokie. All right, sweetie. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much. Thank you for opening the board. You get some rest, feel better, and I'm sending wonderful vibes and love and healing to you, okay, over the airwaves.
All right, sweetheart.
All right. Talk to you soon. And I know Ronnie's here with me, so as we're waiting, we'll be waiting for Mark Anthony Jenkins to join us in a little bit too. But I just, you know, Ronnie and I have a bunch of stuff to talk about. We were not here live last week. We did a replay of a fabulous show that we did with Russell Simmons. So I hope you all had a chance to catch that, and we'll be talking about the show that's coming up next week also. And I just want to welcome all of you into the chat room. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for joining us. Listen, I am monitoring the chat room, so if you have questions, put it in there. But I really want to hear your voices, so pick up the phone and call us and talk to me, okay? That would be great to hear from you. So, Ronnie, are you here?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. I can hear you. Good. I can hear you. So, listen, if you're listening in, out there in radio land, you can call us at 909-265-9189, 909-265-9189. We want to hear from you, want to talk with you. How'd your 9/11 go? So, Ronnie, how was 9/11 for you today? Do you believe it's 10 years already?
No, I can't believe it. And I woke up, you know, I left my television on the channel that they said they were going to have the early memorial, and so I woke up and they were already started, and a little ways into it, by the time they got to reading the names and the teenagers that lost their parents came on and spoke, and then President Obama gave a wonderful emotional prayer, and then President Bush came and read the speech from President Lincoln. I was actually in tears, and I had to like kind of silence the volume. I was just choked up. It was such a beautiful memorial. Did you see it?
I didn't see. You know, I watched them reading the names, and I always get choked up when they start reading the names. I really do. I get choked up. I know a lot of people that died that day.
Yeah.
So it pulls on me. It really does. But I did watch them reading the names. I didn't get to see the president speak, though. This is the second speech he did that I missed, and that's not like me. You know?
No.
I don't usually see the president. You know, but I missed his speech on jobs, and we're going to be talking about that. And I didn't get to hear him, but I'm gonna go back and pull it up though and make sure I listen to it. Yeah, I'm sure it was. This is a day that really touches everybody. But I was so excited when I looked on television and saw all the people that went down to Ground Zero today for that ceremony, and also all the folks that went out to the U.S. Open today, because you know we're on their high alert for the two missing trucks that are filled with explosives, possibly, that are lost in the United States. They believe that terrorists have escaped with some rental trucks. You know that, right?
Okay. Now, I heard that we were on high alert, And I heard that they were, they had been given some, what do you call it, information by informants that three people had come into the United States, possibly Americans that were, you know, going to commit a terrorist attack, but I did not know about three missing trucks, so you got to fill me in.
Yeah, two missing trucks. So I'll fill you in on that. We have a couple of people on the line, and I know Mark Anthony is here with us, so I just unmuted your mic, Mark, but your I think there's a lot of noise in the background where you are, so if you can kind of move over to a quieter place, if you can. But I'm going to unmute you anyway, and we'll just chat with you. And we also have another caller calling in from a 313 number. So if that is you, raise your hand if you want to speak, and I will figure out what that means, because I don't know. I don't know. If you press 1 if you want to talk to me, and if something changes on the board, I'll figure out that that means you want to talk, and I will unmute your mic. But there's someone calling from a 313 number. If you press 1, I'll be able to notice that you are looking to talk. And you know what? I'll just unmute your mic, and you can say hi to us if you want to. Hi. Who's that calling from 313 number?
Hi, Boss Lady. This is Nico.
Hey, how are you, Nico? I thought that was your number, but I didn't want to announce it on the air. I went and go run to my cell phone so I could pull it up.
Because I was calling the other number, and I was like, wait a minute, why aren't they on? So I actually looked on Facebook, and I saw that the number changed. So.
Okay, cool. Thanks for being here. You want to hang out with us, or did you want me to mute your mic, or you want to...
Yeah, you can mute it.
Okay, all right, I'll mute it. And if you want to talk, just hit 1 and I'll figure out it or something.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Nico. So we're waiting for Mark to call back. He hung up, actually, so he probably is moving to a quieter location because there was a lot of background noise when I unmuted his mic. So, Ron, let's talk. Oh, you know, the trucks. Okay, so two rental trucks, like either budget rental or whatever the – you know how you can rent a truck to move or what have
right,
you.
Like the U-Haul.
Right, or U-Haul or something like that. So two trucks were rented, I believe it was in the Midwest, and they are, from what I understand, they were following two people of interest or more, people of interest. And they know that they rented these two trucks, and then all of a sudden, boom, they just dropped off the radar, and they couldn't find them or the trucks. So the reason that the mayor of New York came on, I believe it was Thursday night, he came on the air and did a press conference with the head of special intelligence for New York also to talk about the fact that we are now on high alert, and we are going to see more and more police officers, National Guardsmen, military people all around New York City in various places because they are concerned about another attack, especially during this time. So it's New York and D.C. that was, you know, the suspected
the target
area. Yeah, suspected target area.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was watching the beautiful ceremony, and then the people that filed in, they were so orderly, and they were peaceful, overwhelmed with emotion. But they had these papers that guided them to where their loved one's name was, and then they
right,
were able to edit it. Oh, my God. And
I saw that.
The beautiful memorial they with the water and 26 billion gallons of water that recycling. And I said, why do they always want to tear up New York?
That's why. You know, that's
oh,
why.
That's why.
Yeah. Because, it's the place to tear. You know, come on. New York is the Big Apple. It's the place that, you know, is probably the most famous, the most incredible city in the United States. It's in the world, probably. New York and Patty. Where else? You know, I guess we've got a lot of places around the country that are equally fabulous, but, you know, everybody wants to come to New York, see New York, and everything is here. The Stock Exchange is here. The World Trade Center is here. The Statue of Liberty is here. The Empire State Building is here. You name it, and it's here. So it's either New York or the White House, you know?
And then they panned out. You know, they showed those horrific scenes over and over, which I had prayed back in the day that they would never show them again, but what are you going to do? And as with all the smoke billowing and everything, the Statue of Liberty just stood there, and that just touched my heart, you know. And being that we are really true New Yorkers, born here, raised here, went to school in New York, you know, this is our beautiful city, as much as we might complain about the raggedy roads, but...
the big old
potholes that are swallowed up a building. But it's still, you know, take pride in our country. Why would you allow somebody to enlist you to do some damage to a place that where you can come, no matter who you are, and you can have the American dream? You can change your life. There's nothing that you can't get done in New York. It might take you some time getting through the traffic, but you can get it done.
Except if you have to go to the DMV. And then you gotta go to the DMV, baby.
Well, that's if you have all the points, because if you, that's why I'm glad President Obama didn't live in New York, or the White House wasn't in New York, because if people thought he was having a hard time getting his birth certificate over to Washington, if he had it in New York, he still wouldn't have it.
He still wouldn't have it. He still wouldn't have it. Let me tell you. Listen, they give you a hard time in New York City, so I love my city, but boy, oh boy, I tell you.
You better have points.
And
for anybody that's listening, Kathleen's explained the points for anybody that's listening that may not have been to the DMV recently.
Girl, I don't know what the points are, but I tell you one thing, you need some boxing gloves if you got to go to the DMV.
And you better have points. You have to have points. If you have, you need 6 points of identification to just get to the desk and talk to somebody.
That's right. That's right. I'm telling you the truth. You have got to have ID up the wazoo to get in, to get through the DMV. And please don't walk in there late. Because if you walk in there, you know, they have the doors under surveillance. I thought I was walking into the bank. You know that scene in the movie, Set It Off, when they I'm like, what is this? It's just a DMV. I'm just trying to get into the DMV. Listen, they have people, the guards are running from one door to the other because you know it's New York. Everybody's trying to slip in after hours, and they are not having it. But anyway.
No.
That's so off the DMV for a minute. But so some of the other stuff that we wanted to talk about, but, you know, I'm really happy about, I'm very happy about the fact that we came through 9/11, you know, with such class and the phenomenal tribute that they paid to those lost at it was over 3,000 people that died that day.
Which I thought about that today. I started to count the magnitude of loss, the magnitude of loss of life, if that's the correct way to put that. And I had to stop and thank God for the rest of us that survived. Because we didn't lose one family member. And I dropped tears over that because every single one of our family members goes to work or school or something in New York, in Manhattan, and were there that day.
And Sean was 2 blocks away, not even 2 blocks, a block and a half from there.
Right. And remember, I called you and I said, what are you doing? And you said, oh, I'm going to play tennis. And I said, you can't go to play tennis. Don't you know what happened? And you said, what are you talking about? I said, go turn on the TV. And you came back and you said, I got to go.
I had to go find Sean. The second day of high school, a block and a half. And remember, the thing was that at his junior high school, that was Reverend Elaine, right? It was Reverend Elaine, Reverend Flake. He went to, you know, Allen Christian School. So at the junior high school, when he got into Stuyvesant, okay, for everybody listening, if you're not familiar with New York and the schools here, in Stuyvesant High School is the premier prestigious public high school in the city of New York. And when I say prestigious, I mean prestigious. We have, like, it was Senator Charles Schumer. His daughter was in Stuyvesant when Sean went there. So, I mean,
right. It's
the place to go if you can get
it. Always has been, though. You remember that when we were going to school? If somebody you knew got into Peter Stuyvesant, it was like you got into Juilliard. Or no,
yeah.
Even more than that. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It was just, I didn't even try to take the test. I didn't even take the test.
It was the Harvard of high school.
That's right. It's the Harvard of high school. So when he got in, we were ecstatic because so few African American kids, period, get into Stuyvesant, and then even a fraction of the ones that get in are boys. So when he tested high enough to get into Stuyvesant, we were like, woohoo! Of course you're going.
Yeah.
And everybody was like,
absolutely.
You're not going to send it to Manhattan because it was an hour and a half on the bus and train.
Right.
And so they're like, you're not going to send him, are you? It's too far. And I'm like, what do you mean I'm not going to send him? Yeah, I'm going to send him. And then here it comes, the second day in high school. They fly two jets into the World Trade Center, and he is in his classroom with all these other kids that are brand new to that environment, watching people jump out of the World Trade Center to their death. It was just, and I couldn't reach him. I couldn't get through the phone lines. The school phone lines were shut down. You couldn't get through the cops. They shut down all the bridges, so I couldn't even get to the city to get him. And it's his second day traveling, so he doesn't know how to get out of there, right? He had to walk.
No. He knows nothing about Manhattan.
I don't even like to revisit the
it was awful. Then Coco was walking down the street, and the plane hit, and she's screeching to the top of her lungs, and I'm like, go find Sean. It was just something. So for this day to come 10 years later, and I think the most magnificent part of this whole outcome is that we haven't had another attack since.
Yes. And here's to the military, the, you know, the law enforcement and so forth Mark is back. So to law enforcement and everything that have done an incredible job of incredible job of keeping not only New York safe but keeping the United States,
the rest of the country,
exactly. Yeah, and find those trucks, guys. They will find them. I'm telling you, they'll find those trucks. So I'm going to unmute Mark, who is back on the line with us. If I can figure out, let me see. There he is, Mark Anthony Jenkins of the Today Group, a dear friend of mine, an excellent entrepreneur, unbelievable work that he's doing. Mark, thank you for joining us, and welcome to Adam, Where Art Thou? Yay!
Good evening, and thank you. Sorry about the noise in the background before. I was actually trying to put on mute, but I apologize for that earlier. But thank you so much.
No problem. We're just glad to have you here. So, Mark, tell us what is going on. We've got so much to talk about. And this is my sister, Mark, on the line, Ronnie. Ronnie, this is Mark. And
hi, Mark. How are you?
Good evening, Ronnie. Hello, Ronnie.
How are you?
Great.
So Mark, what are we going to talk about first? Because we have a lot to talk about tonight.
Well, I think one of the main things I'd like to talk about, first of all, is I want to, first of all, give my respect first. Let me give my respect to all families that were involved with the 9/11 incident that happened 10 years ago today. And
yes.
Really, my prayers go out to the families. And that's why I'm coming from the city now. Doing other activities, but I was like, wow, it's so much going on in the city. Each firehouse you go to, they're doing something, tributing to the lost but not forgotten people that were in the trade towers and the fire and the police personnel that went into the building right after the call was made. So my prayers go out to everyone who was listening to your show and to anyone who's been affected by that just as well.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We thank you for that. And, we, you know, we were just talking about that as well. So thank you, Mark. Thank you for acknowledging
no problem.
Our lost but never forgotten
That's true.
Emergency.
But I think the next thing I would like to finally say that's so funny, it happened yesterday at 3:49 p.m., the Martin Luther King Dedication Memorial finally came up with a date yesterday afternoon. I didn't hear the news till today, but I went to find out, like, when did they publish this? I did not know. If you haven't known already, Ronnie and any of your listeners, the Martin Luther King Dedication was postponed due to Hurricane Irene. And they just put a post of the date. It's on same time, same location, but the date is now October 16th in Washington, D.C.
Awesome. October 16th. Mark your calendars, everybody. We're going to Washington. October 16th. Now, to see this $120 million monument dedication to Dr. Martin Luther King, $120 million it cost to build.
Now you know his monument is taller than the other ones. You know that, right? It looks good to see that he's towering over the other monuments. Like a wow,
this is 30 feet or a little higher than 30 feet. But I've done my look online. It said 30 feet tall.
It's wild. I can't wait to see it. It's humongous even in the pictures.
So I'm really, it is very humongous. I'm just glad that they finally did come up with a date because I have some wrestlers, wrestlers people on my end, like, Mark, what's going on? I am running a bus out of New York, one out of New York, one out of Delaware, and another one now out of Philly now. And it's so funny that my coordinators who are working with me, they're just happy that there was a date chosen because they didn't know how to settle the people that were interested in going on their trip. Because, you know, of course, you know, they want to go on a prior date, but of course you cannot go. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're going to break, and told me to make sure I watch out for the break. So hang on, everybody. You're listening. So Adam, where are you now? This is Kathy Williams, your host, and I'm joined by Mark Anderson and my sister, Ron. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back talking about so much more, and definitely want to hear about next week's coming guest. Don't miss that announcement. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Adam,
where are you?
And thirst quench and chill kind of aberration, oldie but goody, but it could never be the average. Guzzle it, sip it, let it flow, you know the speed. We're going to have a hell of a time with drinks like these.
Mm-hmm.
the dream or are the dream? Is it possible to know? Tomorrow unfolds too slow, yeah. Shaking me, waking me. I'm born again. Oh, like a lifetime passed right through my fingers. Ooh, my fingers.
Oh, so much that I didn't know.
So much that I didn't know.
Oh, like a light shined down.
Yeah.
Show me how.
Show me how.
Oh, oh,
this is now.
Welcome back to Adam, Where Art Thou? Right here on the TGR's Radio Network, online radio at its best. Kathleen, it's all yours.
Thank you, Jay. And we miss you tonight. Sending vibes out to you, babe. Everybody send love out to my co-host, Jay Riles, who is not joining us tonight, and he's teaching me how to run the board. So I'm having fun, but bear with me. So if you hear cats and dogs and lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
That's funny.
It's because I'm running the board today. So anyway, running the board, trying to do the chat room. I was telling everybody in the chat room, listen, I'm reading your notes in the chat room, but don't expect me to write, talk, and read at the same time. That's just not going to happen. But I am reading, so if you have a question, absolutely put it in the chat room because I'll read it. So anyway, Mark, let's talk more about the trip. So it's going to be October 16th. We're leaving from New York to go to D.C. So do you have a message for folks who want to come with, or what we can expect in D.C. on that day now for the new dedication?
Well, everything is going to still take place. They have Barack Obama is still scheduled to speak that morning, as they say. It was just made an announcement on Saturday, but I'm on the website now, and it doesn't say nothing about it. But CNN posted it, and I spoke to some people, a friend of mine who's assistant to one of the reporters there at CNN. And they said, no, it's they're going to post it on Monday. On Monday morning, they're going to when they get back, they're going to post it that Barack Obama is still scheduled to speak. It takes place at 10 a.m. On the Potomac, I think that's Potomac Mall there, right there, right near the, on the main National Mall there, and it goes from 10 to 4 o'clock, from 10 a.m. in the morning, it starts and ends around 4 o'clock that afternoon. It begins with a concert, a pre-concert, then you have Barack Obama and other speakers to, you know, go over the dedication, and then it ends with a concert just as well. And I think really right now is just the logistics of just moving everything from one date to another date in the New York City area. From New York, buses are still leaving same time. If they didn't change the time, which I'm going to find out tomorrow, the buses will still leave the same time at 1 a.m. in the morning to get there by 6 in the morning so we could get at least decent spots in the location by 10 a.m. because it starts at 10 a.m., but don't forget, these are thousands of people coming. I believe everybody who said it was going to come originally on August 28th are going to still come on, are going to still attend on October 16th. So 11 p.m., the bus boards in New York City at 42nd and 8th Avenue. What else? We board at 11, and we depart New York at 1 a.m., and we get there by 6 in the morning. Refreshments, of course, the refreshments on the bus. What else? When we get there, they will escort us to our designated areas. If those people who are listening, if you know of the trip already and you already called in your name is already on the list to get into the private ceremony part of the dedication because it's two parts. There's a private ceremony dedication that's closed to ticket people only. And if you don't have tickets, it's okay. You can stand outside of the ticketed area in another waiting area and watch off the screen where we're going to be at. But they did honor my tickets. So I believe they just moved my tickets from one date to another date. And therefore, I'm asking people to be back by 5 o'clock to the bus, so we can leave at 6 o'clock, and we should be back in New York by 9 o'clock that evening, because it is a Sunday night, and people do have work the next day.
Now, you have a conference call tonight to discuss that for people who are in New York, and those who are not in New York, they can seek out some buses in their area, but for folks
that
is
true.
Right. For folks that are
that is true.
Want to join us, because I'll be with you on that on the buses to D.C. from New York, what's the phone number for the conference call tonight? Do you have that?
Let me pull it up right now. Yes, no, I have it. Let me pull it up right now. 1 second. I'm going to pull it up right now. It's right in front of me. Discussions. Here it is here. The 1 second.
And while you're looking for that, Mark, once you find that, definitely want you to announce it. But I wanted to now, after you know we talk about this, I wanted to just jump right into the next conversation of your if you're ready to announce that secret yet of what's coming up next year in 2012. Are you ready? Can you talk?
Oh
about
yeah, yes,
that
yes. Now? I'm ready to announce that. Just so far, I'm glad you mentioned it because I was going to ask you to email if I could talk about that
okay.
Next year. But
well,
you want to wait to delay the show to talk about it?
Give the phone number for the conference call at 9 o'clock so we can close
okay.
that conversation
okay.
about the DC.
Okay. Go ahead. Let me do it right now. Let me pull it up. I'm sorry about that. I apologize. It's right here. The number to dial in is 1 second. Computer want to run slow now. Okay, here it is. The dial in number tonight, if anyone's listening and want more information about the MLK dedication, the number to dial in is 712-432-0075. That number once again is 712-432-0075. And your access code to log into the call is 742-116 and then the pound sign. Once again, that access code is 742-116 and then the pound sign. And then you'll have at 9 o'clock this evening, you'll have more information regarding the postponed date, which is the new date now, October 16th.
Wonderful. Okay, so I put this phone number in the chat room, so anybody who wants to call in on that conference call at 9 o'clock talking about the bus trip from New York, or if you want to pass it on to anyone that you know who is in New York and may want to go to see the dedication of the Dr. Martin Luther King Monument on Washington Mall, definitely I think that if you are here or can get here nearby to New York and want to get here, that's a wonderful time to take your children, take your families. This is a historical moment. Even though it's not the day, the official opening of the statue, it's a wonderful time, I think, to go down and see it. I don't know if the cherry blossoms will have be in bloom at that time, but, you know, Washington is beautiful in October. And to get to go down there and see the monument and have the dedication and hear our president speak will be just fabulous. So, Mark, thanks for sharing that with us. So now let's talk about your 2012 surprise for New York City.
Well, I'm very proud. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to bring your show once again to even say this for next year. But you're going to be a very big key player with this also, so we are definitely going to make sure that even at the event, we're going to let people know about what you're doing even more in the New York City with your show. But next year, everyone who's listening, I remember everybody has memories of the Black Expo, being in New York City for many years with a nice run of maybe 10 or more years. Well, that organization is now defunct, and I decided to pick up the torch and give you the new and improved Black Expo. It's really actually called the New York Business Black Expo and Music Heritage Festival, taking place in 2012 next year. But the main focus is teaching us entrepreneurship. There's going to be panels throughout the day on entrepreneurship, on starting a business, running a business, maintaining your business, financing your business. There will be panels also on advertising, marketing, any aspect of running a business. Because if one thing I think when I was on your show last time, there is a big disconnect with our African-American men and Latino men in the United States because, and it's not their fault. Right now, I know the statistics are ranging between 30 and 50% of unemployed black men and Latino men. So my goal is that how can I help in this situation? Well, if these guys don't want to work and they own, want to work for somebody else or whatever the case is, and they can't find a job. And I know these guys do want to work. I'm going to take the initiative and say these guys do want to work. I say to myself, well, let me teach these men and women how to run and start your own business. So that's the purpose of the expo, really to bring entrepreneurship just on a more, on a grassroots level to really get the word out there. If you're not being hired for someone, start your own business. I'm not trying to get you into anyone else's business. What talent do you have? Whatever your talent is, can you make money from it? Is anyone else making money from a talent similar to your talent? Okay, let's work on it, a business plan to get you in your own business. It's not as easy as said to do that. It's going to take time to do that. But I'm thinking that next year will be a start in June of next year, which will be June 9th and June 10th of next year.
Oh, you have the dates. Wonderful.
Yeah, June 9th and June 10th of next year. It's just the location. It's just right now the biggest problem right now is from all the people who've been calling me about exhibitor space, I think we're going to run out of space. So I'm going to kind of move it now to another location. So we have two locations in the city that we're looking at now. And as soon as I get a confirmation on one of those locations, the larger location, which is better for us to accommodate the many people that we have coming to this, I will you'll be one of the first to know about it, definitely Kathleen, for sure. But June 9th and June 10th, right in Midtown Manhattan, we'll have it.
Nice. Well, congratulations, Mark. Because, listen, this is a huge undertaking. I don't know if you all are listening. I don't know if you realize this.
But no, I know it is. I know it is. Yeah, it's big. It's just, I never took a product on the thing before.
I'm going to Burger King. I'm going to get some, you know, a Big Mac or a Big Mac from Burger King. I'm going to Burger King. I'm going to get a, what, I don't know, a BK burger and some iced tea and, you know, like, supersize that. You know, I'm doing, oh, yeah, and I'm doing the black egg.
You know what it is? I've been doing events for 3, 4, 5 years now.
Ronnie, are you
It's
here?
A lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you hear how he's saying this? Like, oh, yeah, I'm doing the New York Black Expo. Like, it's like, you know, no big deal. I'm like, what, are you serious right now?
You know, Kathleen, right? Kathleen, you know why I'm laughing at you when you say that? Because I say it in that way because, you know, I've done over 100 events. Over 100 events from small to semi-big over the past 2, 3, no more than that. Over 200 because I've been doing this seriously for since 07 now. So I'm nearly over 200 events. So I'm looking at this event.
I think you need to brush up on your math, Mark. You've been doing events since I can remember, since I came back to New York in the 90s. Your name has been plastered all over everywhere.
Oh, well.
Come on.
Well, I was doing events back then in the 90s, you know, when you first heard of me, but it wasn't that serious. I didn't take it seriously because when I found out how much money you can make as an event planner, planning events, I said, wait a minute, I can do a business with this. Let me do this on the side for some extra money. And I had no idea. I have 3 organizations in New York. I'm in Philly now. We're now in Washington, D.C. And now our new connect now, we're going to open up our new facility, our new network now in Boston now. All the Boston professionals are asking me to come out there to do their kind of business networking mixes for the entrepreneurs there. So it's a big market to tap into. It's just right now that I just think that New York really needs to be put back on the map again because if you look on the websites across the country, pretty much every other dominated city, African-American-owned, where there's a high number of African-Americans there, there are expos in those cities. But we don't have nothing in the New York area other than other shows that we do have similar to expos but called another name. So, you know, other than that, I'll say to you that I just decided that New York should be definitely put on the map for the first annual New York Black Business Expo, and then I'm going to add a little touch to it at the end of the evenings, which is with the Music Heritage Festival. And yes, Kathleen, it is very much a very big undertaking, but you know what? I'm not thinking on a solo basis no more. I'm working with a team now of people. You and everyone else is going to help me get – we're all going to get there together to build this into an annual event for African-Americans in the New York and Latinos and elite Latino-Americans in the New York area, and that's all I want to do.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you're right, we haven't had a Black Expo here in years, and all of the other major cities, you're right, have a Black Expo. And many of the other expos that come to New York City travel around the country. So this will
right.
be something that is, yeah, that's unique
of our own.
To New York. We have a ton of businesses here, and it will bring people into New York from other states as well.
Right.
So this, because, you know, this is seamless now. With the Internet, you can do business all across the world, really. So anybody who's interested in tapping into this market or expanding from this market will be coming into New York for the New York Black Business Expo. Now, the interesting thing also is the statistics with regards to how much money African Americans spend on an annual basis. And the majority of that money that we spend is in the billions, is not spent with black businesses. And many
that is
times,
true. That is true.
And many times it's because so this is marketing for the New York Black Business Expo. Many times the business is not given to black businesses because people can't find those businesses or the ones that they feel like they can trust. A lot of times people say, okay, well, I don't know that I want to give this to a black company because I don't know if this black company is gonna be up to par, up to snuff, up to whatever.
Right, right.
Or
I can't
find an African-American company that's going to give me the quality of a large, mega corporation. So it's simply a lack of knowledge. So this is an opportunity. So this is really huge. So it's a great opportunity for teaching, but it's also a great opportunity for people who want to expand into the black market and for black people or anybody who wants to be able
That's
to
true.
Give some business to black companies. Because, you know, the city of New York, a lot of other cities want to be able to do business with minority contractors, but they may not necessarily know where they are, or the contractors might not, you know how to tap into them. So this is a great opportunity to, combat that 19% unemployment rate in the black community.
Yeah, it's very high when you look across the board. I just really feel that. I see if something else is not working for you, you know, trying to find a job, then what better time to start a business? Right now, I just came from a networking mixer from someone outside of our culture, and I'm in there, and pretty much the room were pretty much everyone unemployed. Pretty much everyone was unemployed. But then I didn't understand. I saw why they was there for. They was all there to learn. They all had gifts and talents to start their own businesses, but they never thought about starting their own businesses. So they were there to learn how to. These are now people in their 40s and their 50s for the first time thinking about starting their own businesses. Now that's just the other side of America, the lighter shade of America, I'll call them, right? But when it comes to our side, we're not even thinking about that. Everybody's running to get to the next job. I know we got to pay our bills, but they're not looking in within. And you always talk about looking within to find your talent and build upon that. And that's what all I want people to do when they come to the expo next year. Look what talents you have. If you can't pick up a book, find some way how to learn of how to start and manage and run a business. Because right now, I know for sure, other cultures are running circles around us opening their businesses. I mean, they don't have the money, but you know what they do? They make do with what they have coming in. Some of them are on unemployment. I know that they're getting unemployment, and they're taking that money, and they're not supposed to. They're supposed to do other things with it, and he says, you know, you can do what you want with it, really. But think about that. If you have some kind of basis of some kind of income coming in to help you along the way, why not buy a couple of books on starting a business? Take some classes, education classes on, you know, starting a business. And I just think that I want to be the catalyst of next year. I'm going to contact several agencies. I'm going to contact you and other people to really get the word out to people who are saying, listen, what do you want to do? What are your goals? What are your talents? Okay, what can we do to make money? Because right now you're unemployed, but just think about starting a business. And the first thing people are going to say, Kathleen, says, well, I don't have money to start a business. But guess what, Kathleen? I didn't have money to start none of my businesses either. It takes a while to get there. You got to do what you have to do to get there. A part-time here, a little side job here, whatever it is, to get some extra money to build your business. And then before you know it, you'll see the fruits of your labor at least within 6 months to a year, at least.
All right now. And that's very different from what most people hear, you know. And they usually hear, okay, what most people hear is in the first 2 years, most businesses fail. In the first 5 years, most businesses go under, you know. Don't quit your job. Don't start a business. Having your own business is very difficult. And all those things are true, but there are also statistics that say that the majority of the employers in this country are small businesses. So,
that is true. That is very, very true.
Yeah.
And then you know that they have different perks for small business owners now in the country, that if you hire one or two people, you get certain tax breaks. So I'm learning all these different things from my accountant about different tax breaks that are available to the small business owner who hires either one or two people. It doesn't matter. If you hire just one person, you qualify for a certain tax break. If you hire two people, I think it's a bigger tax break. And before they take it away, I wanted to use it before they take it away, because I don't think it's taken away yet. But these are some things I'm looking at, that we got to benefit from this some way, because when I'm going in these rooms and I'm seeing people who are interested in starting their own businesses, you don't see us in the room, Kathleen. You see maybe 5 or 10 of us in a group of 200 people who are really serious about starting their own business. And that means that, and I'm not going to knock the multi-level marketing business. I'm not going to knock them. I'm not talking about multi-level marketing businesses. So anyone who's listening to me now, I'm not talking about multi-level marketing businesses. I'm talking about something that you knew when you was a little kid, that I like doing this one thing. okay, what I love doing this thing, but I would love to start a business in this. But you never started a business in this because you went to college and you decided to get a job and be sold out for a salary paying $50,000-$60,000 a year and never get a chance to work on your own dreams. I'm talking to that person who has those dreams and wants to take it to the next level to get out and break from that corporate quagmire, you want to call it, just in that corporate situation that they're in, and say, you know what, let me think about something else that I want to do for myself. Because you know what, I think you have better, I think, for myself, and being very diversified in my talents, because they say, oh, just focus on one thing at a time. I learned that the hard way. One thing, yeah, you focus on one thing at a time, but you know what happens? If that goes under, guess what happens? If that goes under, and that's your only source of income. One thing Donald Trump said, I'm going to say this clearly what he said. He said that if he was an African-American, he would be a billionaire 10 times over. And I didn't understand when he said that. He said that we have more talent in our culture than any other culture. Now, this is a term he was talking about real estate people at the time. It was a real estate conference. He said we have more talent in the African-American culture that if he was, in our culture, he would be a billionaire 10 times over. So that means we have gifts, talents, so much that we have that we're not working on and we're not building upon, but we're running to a day job, a 9-to-5, and it's okay. I'm not saying don't go for your 9-to-5, but after your 9-to-5, it's all about you, Inc., you incorporated. Work on your own business, and that's the focus of next year's conference.
All right.
Yes, Inc.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I just want to interject that point that he made was so poignant. And I read that book by Robert Kiyosaki, which said,
I can't hear you, Ronnie. Can you step away from the phone?
Well, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now I can hear you now. We're getting ready to go to break, but say your point because we have a couple of seconds.
But if nine out of 10 people is this fall, you have to start small.
You have to start small?
That's right. So at least two will make it. Don't stop.
Right.
If the first 10, the second two will make it.
That is true, Ronnie. That is definitely true.
Can you repeat that, Mark? Because I couldn't hear her for some reason.
I think she said, if you're going to start a business, start small, and then build from there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so our cue is coming up that we're getting ready to take a break. It's 7:55. We have another whole half an hour left. So, Mark, I hope you'll stay with us. Ronnie, hang in there, because we're going to do Ronnie's Rave real quick, and then we have some topics that we want to just make sure we touch on. Huge things that happened during the weekend, and I have a surprise about next week's guest that's going to be right here on Adam Where Art Thou. So stay tuned, and you can call us at 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. I am your host, Kathleen Williams. You are listening to Adam Where Art Thou on the TJRS Radio Network and simulcasting on the Ask Kathleen Network. We will be right back. Adam, where are they? Well, maybe we're not going to break.
Hello?
Yeah, I guess we're not going to break right now. So, I heard the let's go to break music. So I'm reluctant
mm-hmm.
to jump into something else. But anyway, you all are still here with me?
Yeah, I wanted to say, can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
Okay, Robert Kiyosaki, those books that I read, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and
uh-huh.
he said if 9 out of 10 businesses fail, you have to be prepared to start 12 businesses. So by
there
the time you get to 10, number 11 and 12 is a sure shot.
I love it.
Hey, Ronnie, can you say that one more time? Ronnie, say that one more time because that is key. Say it one more time, Ronnie. I love that.
If you are going to be an entrepreneur, and you know, well, the knowledge out there is that 9 out of 10 businesses fail. You have to be prepared to start 12 businesses.
Right.
So 12 is a sure shot.
But guess what, Ronnie? You know what's so funny, Ronnie? That is so key and so wise. But think about it. We have been taught, people in our own camp, people that we know personally, say, oh, just focus on one business at a time.
Refreshing thirst, quenching chill, kind of average and oldie but goodie, but it could never be the average. Guzzle it, sip it, let it flow, you know the seas. We're going to have a hell of a time with drinks like these.
Have a break.
What I'll take.
Welcome back, folks, to Adam, Where Art Thou? And don't forget now, call in to 909-265-9189. Kathleen, it's all back on you.
Thank you so much, Jay. And for those of you who are listening on 909-235-9189 and you didn't hear music for a minute there, that's because I hit the wrong button and muted out the music. I'm like, uh-oh, how do I get the music back? So, Ronnie, that's when you said, like, what's going on over here? But everything is cool. Jay is has the board, the music, the board, and all the timing going phenomenally. And I am over here messing around with the board, learning how to use it. So I'm excited about that. But anyway, welcome back. We were talking about business and starting your own business. And I put some really good books in the chat room. So Ronnie already told us about Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I put in the chat room the staple of all books, success books, is Think and Grow Rich. Please don't sleep on Think and Grow Rich, but actually you might want to sleep on it. Remember you guys, do you remember when you were in high school and people used to say, look, stick your textbook under your pillow if you didn't study for a test? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? So maybe you want to stick Think and Grow Rich under your pillow anyway and let it talk to you while you're sleeping. But Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill and Crush It is another really good book. Especially in the age of technology, that book really talks a lot about how to maximize the use of the internet and marketing and so forth on your own. And also, No Matter What by Lisa Nichols. No Matter What, No Matter What by Lisa Nichols. That's the name of her latest book. So it's time for Ronnie's Rage. It's 8:04. So one thing that I don't have is the applause. So we're going to have to talk with Jay about making sure that I have some applause over here so I can shout it out for the guests and for Ronnie's Rage. So, hey, Ronnie. It's time for the rage.
Can you hear me really well?
I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you, Ronnie, okay. Very well.
I wanted to... Are you still there? Okay. I wanted to, A, say that Serena lost, but...
Is something wrong with your phone?
I don't know. It's acting up. But anyway, Serena lost today. Did you watch the end of the match?
I did, and then I was doing this weird stuff, right? The TV is on in the living room. I'm in my office, and I turned on the television downstairs in the basement, and I kept running from room to room. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe if I run over to this side of the house, she'll win. maybe if I run to this room. Okay, I'm not going to watch it because I go in and I watch the television and she misses a point. I'm like, okay, I'll go in the office and I won't watch it. Maybe she'll win. I was having a fit over here.
Oh, that's my famous one. Oh, if I don't watch, she'll win. I said, forget it. I got to watch. I have to watch. But you know what I thought about it? At the end, listen, she came back from a near-death experience to play so... I mean, that girl plays like a powerhouse, like a machine. And she, $500,000 is not bad. For a loss.
$500,000. $500,000. For the loser.
Is Mark still there?
Yeah, Mark.
Yes, I'm here.
You want to get her, Mark, to the New York Black Business Expo.
Well, we're going to definitely talk about her being a speaker there just as well, because I'm going to be looking for speakers, so I'd be glad to have you there as one of my guest speakers there also.
Yeah.
And now, $500,000 isn't bad. I'm not mad at her at all for that. And then, you know, I wanted to speak about, did you want to wait and speak about the doctor later on?
No, you can talk about that real quick right now.
Okay. Well, I wanted to speak about the Michael Jackson trial that's about to start, I think, on September 27th. They worked on jury selection this last week. And, you know, it's such a – that's another hard thing to swallow, the death of Michael Jackson. And they are going to charge his doctor with manslaughter. So now we have the judge who – is really hard-nosed, and he has decided that he's not going to let in a lot of
different, a lot of evidence. He's not going to let Michael Jackson's doctors, any of the other doctors speak or be, you know, they won't be cross-examined, which I kind of think that's unfair to Dr. Murray, but whatever. And also the judge decided that he admonished everyone, the lawyers, the doctor, the potential jurors, that if he hears anything outside of the courtroom regarding the case, that means if anybody speaks to the media, he said if anybody speaks to each other, he said if they even send telepathic messages to each other or try to read it out of the Bible, that's you read any scriptures about it, he's going to hold you in contempt of court and put you in jail. Now, is that amazing?
That's crazy. That is crazy. But, you know, I admire the judges when they, you know, that they take a stand like that, because people will leak stuff. No, you know, you've got TMZ paying folks all kinds of money to leak things, and you know everybody wants to hear about this Michael Jackson doctor trial. I know I do.
Exactly.
I want to see whether or not they're actually going to call this. Can you imagine if they decide to charge this man with murder?
I really don't feel that's fair. That's just my opinion, and I've been feeling that way ever since the death of Michael Jackson. And, you know, nobody is a bigger fan of Michael Jackson than you and I.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if that's fair to charge him with manslaughter. I'm just not feeling it. I think that he's getting a raw deal. You
is
know, because Michael.
Murder?
Yeah, manslaughter.
Is it manslaughter or murder?
Well, so far they want to charge him with manslaughter. That's the last I heard. I could be wrong, but that's what I heard. Now, and there's one more thing I had to mention that was crazy, and I don't know if you saw it, but this Dancing with the Stars is another show that I must watch in my in my off time. And this season they have chosen Cher's daughter / son, Chaz Bono, I don't want to be disrespectful, to dance. You know, he's had a sex change. Now, he's a man. I mean, you would never, ever believe, if you look at him, you would never know that used to be a girl. And people hate him. They are threatening to boycott the show. And I wanted to know what you thought about that. Even if you haven't seen it, what do you think about him being boycotted?
He's dancing as a man or as a woman?
As a man.
So he's dancing with a lady?
With a female, yeah, partner.
Yeah. I didn't know that. That one went over my head. I missed that. I just totally missed that.
Well, that could get by you in a hurricane. I mean, you know, Hurricane Irene might take precedence over Chaz Bono. But.
You know, yeah, I missed that one. I'm going to reserve comment because
That's exactly the way I feel. But I thought I'd put it out there because maybe somebody in the chat room or maybe other people would know what to say or how they feel about it. You know, I'm just putting it out there for the thought because it's food for thought. I don't know what to say. I'm really kind of in a uproar. Not an uproar because he's being boycotted, but then I really don't know how to feel about him changing his sex and dancing with a girl. And what they're saying is that the children are going to be confused when they watch him dance with a girl. And I don't know. I'm out there. So I guess we'll just put it out there and let it bring any comments that it may, you know, maybe somebody else can give me some insight.
So here's why I want to reserve. First of all, I don't know anything about him having had him having had the sex change or why. So I don't know if this was a hermaphrodite or what, you know, I don't know what that is all about or what his lifestyle was before, whether or not he was really.
Well, he was always kind of lesbian for, you know, since young age. And always felt that she was a boy. I don't know about any of her other, you know, anatomical issues. I never heard anything like that. But, you know, as far as whatever they feel when they feel, okay, I've got to change my sex. If you see him now, you would never have believed it was a girl. Never.
I didn't even know he had a daughter, actually. Or maybe I did. This is Sonny's child?
Yeah, Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But I probably wouldn't go see it, you know. I don't watch it anyway, but I'm certainly not going to watch it now.
Okay, so you give me your opinion. Well, I'm going to watch it because I'm going to watch it because Nancy Grace is dancing this season, and I have got to see Nancy Grace do something besides sit behind that desk, even if I only watch it one time.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely true. All right,
if she's
great.
Not facing a murder, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's it for this week.
Thank you. Thank you for Ronnie's rave. That's great. It's always great to have it. So I wanted to talk about real quick Donald Young. Donald Young is a young African-American man. He's 22 years old, and he is one of the only black Americans playing tennis in Grand Slams these days. Now, if you follow tennis, you know James Blake has been out there for several years. Blake's I don't know if Blake's time has come and gone, but we all thought many years ago that he was going to win a Grand Slam. You know, the Grand Slams are the U.S. Open, Wimbledon. I can't even think of all the other ones. I had to study these, actually, when I took the professional tennis registry exam. But the Grand Slams, the major tennis tournaments, there's only, I think, four of them. And so we thought that James Blake would have been the next African-American to win a Grand Slam title. Now, mind you, Arthur Ashe is the only African-American or black male, if you will, to have ever won a Grand Slam title. Ever.
Huh. Really?
Ever. Yes. We have not had a black man win a Grand Slam since Arthur Ashe. And I say since Arthur Ashe, but he is the only one. So as we look at tennis and you see so few black males in tennis, period. And those who are in there right now, you have Monfils, who is from France, and then you have another guy, Sango, but his skin is dark, but I can't tell. I don't know where he's from. I know where he's from, but I don't know what he classifies himself as. But there's no black American male that has made it to the finals. James Blake got the furthest. And so now this new young man who's got a heck of a game, his name is Donald Young. So he is the one to watch. And this year, he's only been playing professional for, I think, maybe 2-3 years. They were watching him when he was a junior. He's actually from New York. And he's relocated now. He lives in Florida. And so Donald Young made it to the, right before the round of 16, he got knocked out. But he played excellent tennis and beat some contenders that he was not expected to beat. Che Lee was one guy that he beat that they were not expecting him to beat, who was actually nationally ranked. So I just wanted to do a shout-out to Donald Young and say keep your eye out for him because he may be only the second African-American man to win a major tennis tournament. So that'd be awesome.
Is he in New York City?
Huh?
Is he in New York City?
He's not here now.
Where's he from?
He's from New York. He's from New York, but he has since relocated to Florida. You know, you really can't, well, I don't know. Professional tennis players need year-round access to the court. Yeah, really, Arthur Ashe only, Adrian. Arthur Ashe was the only black man, black American, because if you all remember Yannick Noah, Yannick Noah, I think, won Wimbledon, but Yannick Noah is not American. He is black, but he's not American. So he won a Grand Slam title. But aside from that, aside from Arthur Ashe, we have not had another black American male to ever win. So, you know, we have had women We had Althea Gibson, and now the Williams sisters, between them, have won a ton of Grand Slam titles. And the reason I want to bring this up is because sometimes we think about Venus and Serena, and we think that, you know, it's no big deal to win a Grand Slam title. But if, do you all realize that aside from Althea Gibson, there have been no other black women to win Grand Slam titles, and these ladies have won them all.
Wow.
13. Serena has won 13 on her own.
On her own.
Wow.
So
13.
Yes. So when we talk about when we talk about the sport of tennis, this is a major, major, major important discussion in Black America, especially when you look at the loser of the Grand Slam taking home $500,000.
Adam,
where art thou?
Oh, I guess it's time for our last and final break right now. So I heard Adam, where art thou? I think it's time for us to go to our final break, and then we'll come back and close out the show. So you all, please hang in there because I want you to definitely give your final thoughts, and then I'm going to announce next week's amazing celebrity guest on here on Adam, Where Art Thou? So hang out with me for a couple more minutes. We're going to take a quick break, and then we only have like 2 minutes to close out. So hang in there with me, everybody, okay? See you in a minute.
Okay.
Adam,
where art thou?
My best friend's sister, she had a lot of friends. Just not enough time. So she got really good at texting while driving. I mean, she was amazing. But ever since the accident, everything has changed. She still has a lot of friends, but now she has no time. Texting while driving, it's dumb and it's deadly.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The nation's governors are meeting in Washington this weekend for their annual winter meeting. NPR's Don Gagne reports the chief executives will discuss ways to deal with a common challenge, how to run their governments with less money.
The governors here are all going about the business of trying to find out where they can cut. The problem for them is they're also looking at cuts coming from the federal government. And as one governor said here today, every dollar that doesn't come from the Fed is a dollar that they'll have to do without, and which may lead to even more cuts on the state level.
NPR's Don Gagne covering the governor's meeting in Washington. This is NPR News from Washington.
Play.
Back to Adam Wartell. We had a great show on tap for you tonight. Now it's time for us to go home, and Kathleen, it's all yours.
Thank you, Jay, and I hope you're feeling better. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Now, I just, real quick, since we talked about Arthur Ashe before the break, I just want you to know that he won Wimbledon in 1968. We haven't seen an African-American male win a Grand Slam, which are the French, the Australian Open, Open, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open. There are only four. And the only contenders we've really seen get close are James Blake, and now we're looking at Donald Young, year-old Donald Young. So, Mark and Ronnie, just real quick, we only have about a minute, so send your last final thought to everyone, if you can do that in about 30 seconds, so I can make my special announcement.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I really was impressed with President Obama's speech on jobs. I know that it's a tough economy right now, and it's a tough situation, but he did try to reach out and try to make an impact on the people that are out of work at this particular time, and hopefully everybody received it. He's tried to do as much as he can do to change the economy, and he's been fought at every turn. Okay.
Hopefully. All right, great. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks, Marky. Real quick, 30 seconds.
I just want to say my condolences once again to all the families of 9/11. Today's a special day for everyone. So my condolences to anyone listening, have any relations to any of those families, my condolences once again to you. And thank you for letting me be on the show. And great meeting you also, Ronnie.
You too.
And you can reach Mark at, I think, what's your email address? Mark is at Yahoo.
I give you my personal one. Mark Anthony Jenkins, Mark with a K, Anthony Jenkins at yahoo.com. Or 646-359-5562.
Wonderful. Thank you. So everybody listening, if you are familiar with The Secret, you remember the book, you remember the movie. Well, the only African-American woman in The Secret, Lisa Nichols, will be my guest next week on Adam, Where Art Thou?
Wow. Nice.
Unbelievable. She is also the author of Chicken Soup for the African-American Woman's Soul and Chicken Soup for the African-American Soul, the one, the only, the incredible author of No Matter What. Lisa Nichols will be here next week. So you don't want to miss it. Tell everybody you know. Tune in, because she is a breakthrough transformation specialist. You saw her on Oprah. You saw her on Larry King. You saw her on The Secret. She'll be here next week. So, ladies and gentlemen, have an incredible week. God bless all of you. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Have a wonderful rest of 9/11. My condolences to the family. We love you, and thank you to all the first responders and our protectors in the United States and also in New York City. We love you. We thank you. God bless you. This is Kathleen Williams, my co-host Jay Riles. I love you. Thank you, Jay. See you next week, and we will have a phenomenal night. Ronnie and Mark, thank you so much for being here. Have a great week, everybody.
You too. Good night.
Great. Thank you.
You know, those are the things that when you're able to forgive and let that thing go, you get the healing. Your whole household gets the healing. Your child gets the healing. And there's an energy and a space from which you can grow now. Whatever you are going through, you can make it.
I am a unique guest, but I am no different from any one of you. So I don't know whether or not it's a bad marriage. I don't know if it's domestic violence. I don't know if it's a foreclosure. I don't know if it's a job loss. I don't know if it's whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is, because you're going through it and it's meaningful to you. But know this day that you can make.
One of the main reasons that I think that it's important for us as single moms to have our sons and our daughters really involved in sports is because this is where they learn a tremendous amount of their skills. Communication, teamwork, accountability, responsibility, nutrition, health, wellness, self-consciousness, all of that. So with that said, I thank you all so much for your time, and I'm going to pass the mic on to the next person, but I look forward to working with all of you a little bit more. Thanks a lot.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.